guess what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us to lead us and guide us in this last hour, oh God. So much destruction all around about us, God. But in the midst of it, you still keeping us, oh God. With our minds stayed on you, covering our families, our home, transportation, everything that you blessed us with, oh God. We take nothing for granted on today. Pray for all my children, all my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends, and even our enemies on today, and brothers and sisters. And we just plead the blood of Jesus. We see the signs of judgment all around about us, oh God. Help us to get back to biblical all principles, oh God. In this last hour, I pray that you are shaking and awakening all those that are slumbering and sleeping, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus on today. We know that you're still King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we thank you for it on today. You said everything is going down, but your word, in Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present in the earth today, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, I tell you, you know I'm always saying, well, from day to day, ain't nothing changing. You know, it's getting worse as we get closer to the end time, you know. So, and that's the Bible being fulfilled. You know, it said it get worse as we get closer to the end time. And we see all the signs, you know, and it's so disturbing, as I always say. It's so disturbing when you see where the church have gone, you know, compared to how the church used to be, how the saints used to be, and, oh my God, how the world used to be, you know, in general, you know, everything has changed, but God's word. I thank God for having, you know, it says, it's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and I thank him for it. Couldn't make it without him. And we here at the Red Church, like I said, from day to day, we're seeing so many changes, you know. And you want to, you know, draw people to Christ. That's what it's all about. That's what church is all about. That's what, you know, going to the house of God is supposed to be all about. But I tell you, I know a lot of y'all seen, Murphy, you know, William Murphy and you know, and a lot of others, you know, the Clark sisters and the, you know, Kurt. Well, you know, Kurt ain't new to the filthiness and stuff that he does, you know, in the house of God and out of the house of God. But it's just so sad to see these preachers and pastors, so-called leaders, you know, turning the people's hearts away from truth, you know. But the Bible had warned us, you know, this these times, you know. Nothing new under the sun. You know, we've been talking about it this week. But I'm just so disturbed as I see, you know, it's like, Lord, the generation, you think about the young people, the ones that's coming after us, you know. Oh, my God. It's just a praying time. It's just a praying time. Please excuse that. My phone, someone is texting. But anyway, you know, I was looking and, you know, you see the music in the house of God. Oh, my God. The body of Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, they got this stuff off the altar. A bell bringing it in the house of God. And I just looked and I said, oh, my God. Well, we know that, you know, Lucifer was head over in, you know, music. So, you know, that same thing is today. The same thing today, the devil is still using the same thing he used before, music. You know, these pastors and preachers falling left and right, you know. Oh, my God. And, you know, it's drawing people's hearts away from Christ, not to Christ, not to believe in Christ. I said, Lord, what in the world is going on? But we know the word of God says the judgment must begin in the house of God, you know, and this music stuff. I mean, they were humping, bumping, crumping, doing it all in the house of God. Oh, what a shame. Oh, what a shame. They're getting further and further from righteousness to unrighteousness. Oh, my God. The devil know he's running out of time. But see, like, people don't realize that, you know, that the enemy, he knows he has but a short time. And people act like they ain't gonna never leave here. Like, got, you know, that there's no end to this thing. Oh, my God. Preachers, music, and prosperity. What in the world? Can we please just get back to the Bible? Can we just get back to the truth? You know, so you won't be deceived and get off track. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Soul Train is now in the church. That's what I remember years ago. You know, even, you know, that's another thing they brought, you know, doing the Soul Train. I mean, had a Soul Train line in the church. But I'm telling you, this is the same mess. Same mess. Same mess. Soul Train now in the church. Everybody hip and hopping on the train. Oh, my God. Not being led by the Spirit of God, being led by these false pastors and New Agers, you know. Ain't saved anyway. William Murphy was singing. I mean, they go from singing to pastoring. But just because they can sing and say a few scriptures and people just prop them up and put them up in the pulpit. You know, gifts are without repentance. Ain't repenting from nothing. Just got a gift to sing. And now you're just leading people and leading them astray. Yeah. Yeah, Soul Train. Soul Train in the church. You on a train. You on a soul train for real. Because it's after your soul. You on a soul train. You know, and people think because it's crowded, you know. Oh, my God. Look at all those people. Oh, my God. And because it's crowded, a lot of people jump on. They jump on the train. You don't realize you're on the wrong train. You're on the wrong train. It's not leading you to glory. It's leading you to hell. I know people don't want to talk about hell. Hell is real. Just as real as heaven, as I say. Because the word says so. The word of God said in the beginning was, you know, God created heaven and earth. But then hell came into existence because of Satan. Satan was on them. I mean, hell was only meant for the devil and those angels. But those demons that fell. Which turn, you know, from angels to demons. That's why people shouldn't be worshiping angels either. Because those angels that fail, a third of them, they turn to demons. That's, you know. Oh, my God. Soul Train. And like I said, this soul train ain't bound for glory. That's one thing for sure. It is bound for hell. Just call it what it is. That's what I'm doing. Calling it what it is. Yeah. It ain't no time for trying to dress up, you know, and try to change the truth, you know, to make it, you know, sound good, you know, and cute, you know. You don't want the truth. You don't want the hard word, you know. You don't want to hear the word. You want something to make you feel good, some itching ear stuff. But I'd rather hurt your feeling and tell you the truth, you know, than for you to die and go to hell. Oh, my God. When we see what's ahead, when God's word is warning us of flames of fire. Oh, yeah, flames of fire. That's what it's warning us of. Flames of fire. You know? I'm just telling you what's ahead for you. If you don't turn, get off that soul train. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, I was thinking, this way I say it's just like listening to the weatherman. You know, it's raining outside now and the winds are blowing real strong and everything. But you've been hearing that, you know, the weatherman been telling you from weeks to week, you know, about the weather. What it's going to be, what's going to rain or snow or, you know, it's going to be sunny or cold, you know. And we don't see it. We don't see it when they say it, but but people believe it. You know, you prepare for it. You know, I got to make sure, you know, I got, you know, the right shoes and got my coat and all that stuff, you know, when I go to work, you know, because it's about to rain, you know. And here we are with God's servants and we trying to warn you. We trying to warn you like the weatherman. But you listen to him. You don't see the rain. But you listen. Mm-hmm. And prepare for it too. And we telling you Jesus is coming. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we telling you that you're headed for danger if you don't get off this soul train. Mm-hmm. You don't see the danger. You don't see the danger because you're not reading your word. You're not, you know, you don't see the danger. Like I said, the weather report tell you, you listen to him. You believe them. God created him just like he created you, but you believe him over the creator. Come on, believe God's word. There's a coming destruction, y'all. 2024, oh my God, you thought 23 was something. Oh, there's disaster ahead. Get off this train and get on the right train. The train that's bound for glory. Not the one bound for hell, but for glory. Come on. Cash your ticket in. Come on. Trade it in. Get off the train. Stop the train. Stop the train. Now. Get off. Oh, yeah. You might say, well, I don't want to get off because my husband is on this train. You better get off. I don't care who on the train. Mama don't want to go and don't want to get off on this train. Get on the right train. Daddy, wife, husband, sister, brother, cousin, auntie, uncle, whoever, cousin, whoever, friend, enemy, whoever. Whoever don't want to get on the right train. You know? They can stay on that train. Because, see, everybody got a choice. You know? You got a free will. But the Bible says, you know, God want, you know, he want to help you out. He want to help you out. In the book of Deuteronomy 30 and 19, he said, I'd rather that you choose life. Now, this train is, you know, you either on the train of death or the train of life. You either glory bound or hell bound, you know. But Jesus, you know, I mean, but God's word try to help you out. He said, I'd rather that you choose life. Who wouldn't choose life over there? Oh, yeah. You're on the light rail. Get on the light rail. Because he said, look, your burden, you cast your burdens on him, and your burdens will be light. Yeah, it'll be a light ride for you. Mm-hmm. You sit back and ride because you know that Jesus is the driver. You know, as long as he's driving my life, I ain't got nothing to worry about. Safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God. And if you in the will of God, it's his word. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, but I'm telling you, these things we're seeing today, these soul trains and all this stuff, these pillar prophets and stuff, they created this mess, these pillar prophets, you know, like created the Laodicean church, where, you know, they comfortable and at ease. Everybody at ease, prosperity, flesh here, flesh there, you know, lukewarmness, do whatever you want to do, you know. You ain't got to preach the word, you know, just preach riches and, you know, houses and cars and fame and a name. Come on now. Revelation 3 and 17. What did it say? Let's go there. Revelation 3. Oh, my Bible. I don't never know which way I'm going to go. Revelation. Let's see. Revelation. Revelation. Revelation 3. And 17. Ah, Lord, help us, Jesus, I pray. I'll be able to help somebody along this way. Revelation 3. And 17 said, because thou say, I am rich. Come on, y'all. Y'all looking at Fantasia and all these, you know, people that's, I mean, got to be sellout. You got to sell in order to make it in this world to the top with the fame and the fortune. You got to give up something. You got to sacrifice something. Oh, yeah. And it's for your soul, y'all. Excuse me. It's for your soul. Come on. I'm trying to break it down to you through the word of God. It said, because thou say, I am rich and increase with goods, and have need of nothing. You see it? I mean, the more these people get, They ain't calling on Jesus because you feel like you got everything. You don't feel like you need Jesus. You don't feel like you need him. You think you got everything. You think you got it going on. It said, and I know not, but it said, and know not that thou art wretch. This is what the word said. You think you got it going on, but he said you are wretch and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. With all this prosperity, you know? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're just doing any and everything they want to do in the house of God. Come on, get back to the word of God. Come on, get your eyesight back. Get your focus back. Get your focus back in the word of God. Get your focus back where you, so you can grow in the knowledge of Christ. Oh, yes. You know? But, you know, I've been telling y'all, the word of God says sudden destruction. Everything going to go down. Everything going down. You see stuff going down. Things that people think they've been hiding and, you know, and, oh, my God. God's pulling the cover off, y'all. Everything that can be revealed, uncovered. He's uncovering it. Everything's hidden. All your little secrets coming out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's coming down. Oh, yeah, it's coming down, you know, to if you really love Christ or not. And we can see who these people are loving. Their flesh is a mess. And the Bible said there's nothing good in your flesh. Humping, bumping, crumping, and all that kind of stuff. Oh, my God. Twerking. Oh, my God. Even down to the children. Little babies. Well, let me tell you what the word of God say. Because, see, if the world loving you and you loving the world, something wrong, according to the Bible. Oh, yes. Let's go to 1 John 2 and 15. Oh, yeah. It's a lot going on. A lot that's not right. You know? And God is, he's tearing it down. He's tearing it down. He said, bring you to an open shame. That's what he's doing. He bring these leaders to open shame. Ought to be shaming yourself. Ought to be shaming yourself. People looking up to you, giving you their money. And, oh, my Lord, buying you cars. And, oh, my God, buying you clothes and giving you gifts. Oh, my God. And you got more than what you need. Look like you would say, well, don't give it to me. Go out there and give it to somebody, you know, a homeless person, you know. But no, greed. Greed is something else. The Bible talks about greed. Oh, my God. These people so greedy. You never get enough. He said never get enough. The more you get, the more you want. You got people calling you great. The great Jakes. His wife talking about, he's the great Jakes. Oh, yeah. And then I remember her talking to Oprah. And Oprah was saying, asking her about Jakes, and she talking about, oh, he told me, what I don't do is I, you don't tell my secrets. I wonder what was the secret. Is that the secret that's out? Oh, my God. Yeah, y'all need to go back and listen. You need to pay attention to what's being said around you and to you. Oh, my God. Right in your face. God, you know, exposing these people. Exposing this stuff. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. I say 1 John. 1 John. My Bible. 1 John 2 and 15. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John 2 and verse 8. It says 2 and 15. It said what? Look. Love not the world. What's going on? Why is the world loving Jakes? Why is he over there with P. Diddy and all the, you know, I done seen him with Beyonce. I done seen him with all these people. You know, he had his arm all around Beyonce. Come on. I mean, what's going on? What's going on? It's in love, not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Now, if you minister to them, that's a different story. But you won't minister to them. You stand up there all wrapped up. Oh, my God. And if you didn't have no Bible in your hand, you won't minister to nobody. It's that, look, you're taking a picture with them, celebrating. Look, love not the world, neither the things that are in this world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. What did it say? Oh, my goodness. What did it say? What did it say? If any man love him, what? The world? And then when he was being interviewed up there, one of those award ceremonies, some of the young lady was interviewing him, and she was like, you went from digging ditches, you know, to, you know, now you, the world is loving you. Now she said that the world is loving you. And the Bible said right here, if love not the world, neither thing that in this world. Let me slow down. If any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I didn't say that. He said it. The love of the Father is not in you. I mean, when he did the mega mess, he talking about. Come on here. Sony Records, and everybody gonna be there, and you know, and we're gonna Sony Records and all them, you know, gonna celebrate you, and, you know, you can get your recording and everything, you know. He was just encouraging all the secular people to come to the mega mass. Oh, my God. He wasn't talking about soul winning. He was talking about how you can get an album, how you can get your name, and how you can get in the business. And, oh, my God. Our business is supposed to be about the kingdom of heaven. Oh, yeah. That's what it's supposed to be about, the kingdom of heaven. But, oh, my God. No, this is about, you know, man's empire. That's what this is. You know, you done got so big and, you know, and pride. And the Bible said pride goes before the fall. The Lord is taking stuff down. He is knocking everything down. He said everything is going down but the word of God. That means men, women, whatever, builders, everything going down but the word of God. But the word of God, y'all. He said, for all that is in the world, come on, is the lust of the flesh. Flesh everywhere. He come out, woman down and loose. Look at you. Where your clothes at? Where you respect that? What's going on? Oh, my God. Look at the church today and you like, oh, my God. Can't tell the club from the world. Oh, look the same. Dress the same. Look the same. Legs out. Breasts out, butt out, everything out. Where is the respect? What are you showing your children? What are you showing your grandchildren? What are you showing yourself? Have respect for yourself. Oh, my God. I mean, you go on Facebook and, you know, and Instagram, and time you get on there, people, everything is just open. Just an open shame. And this is what he's doing, bring you to an open shame. He said, for all that are in this world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Come on, y'all. Come on. Get your mind back right. Satan is using you. He's talking to you to destroy you. He don't love you. He wants you to go to hell with him because he's hellbound. And you don't have to be. You can be glory bound, but if you choose to be hellbound, the Bible says made room for you. In Isaiah, look it up. The Bible said hell has enlarged itself. That means made room for anybody that want to go. I tell you. The word of God says, and the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of the Father abideth forever. Oh my God. That sounds like good news to me. Oh my God. But I'm telling you, you know, the Bible says, in a man loving the things of this world, the love of the Father is not in you. Don't get mad with me. What argument can you do with me? It's all coming down. It's all coming down. And it's all coming down about if you love Christ or not. Do you really love him? Mm-hmm. Because see, if you're loving him, you ain't include in every kind of muse in your life. Mm-mm. You don't be getting stuff off the altar of Baal. Mm-mm. You ought to feel grief in your heart against all this tainted stuff by the world in the house of God. Your grandchildren, your children, what are you showing them? Hmm? Oh my God. Tainted by the world. Will not your love for him make you avoid this plague? I say yes. Oh my God. Only reason why this world things are flourishing in a way among us is due to the, you know, cold love for God. People, you know, the love of many wax cold. Mm-hmm. Cold. Iniquity. Easily making inroad for you. Get back to your fervent love for Jesus. You used to love Jesus. You used to love the things of God. You used to love to pray. You used to love to worship. You used to love to praise God. And these pastors, they dancing and making you think it's all right. They doing the same thing you doing. Go, Bishop. Go, Bishop. Oh, my God. He don't have no respect for himself and the word of God as a man of God. What in the world is going on? Get back to your fervent love for Christ. Repent and turn away from it. True repentance means to turn completely away. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The church is in trouble. The church is in trouble. God didn't tell us to, you know, participate in this mess with the world. He called us out of the world, from Egypt, from the old nature, old way of doing things, drinking and cussing and fussing and humping and bumping and, oh my God, stealing and killing and, you know? Oh my God. God warned us through his word. God is going to spew you out of his mouth. The true church, all music, you know, that you listen to, is not godly. It's not godly. He says psalms and hymns and make a spiritual song unto the Lord. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God's been sending us warning through Isaiah, Jeremiah, all of them, the prophets, warning us. Some will repent and some won't. But it's your choice. We here to read the church, pray that you repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Get back on the right road. You're on the right train. The train is bound for glory. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's a rebellious house. That's what you're saying. A rebellious house. A rebellious house. The watchman. What happened to him? Watchman is supposed to be watching for your soul. Watching out for impending dangers. You know, telling the people what to watch out for. Oh my God. And the word of God said a seducer was coming. And seduce. And reduce you down. Take you away from truth. Oh my God. I heard Jace talking about, you know, it's more to it than just going to church. Oh, we see that. We see it now. He was doing something besides going to church. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what he said. Oh, my God. Then he also said something about his mom and dad. Or something. One was a Methodist and one was a Baptist. Methodist Baptist. That's what he is. Oh, my God. Making jokes and all that. And talking about he has a problem with God. I have a problem with God. He don't give you details. What is God's word if it ain't detail? You read it and it'll tell you every detail you need to know. All righteousness and all unrighteousness, so you'll know the difference, because there's a difference between clean and unclean. There's a difference between holy and unholy. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's so much going on. It is so much going on in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ, in these churches. These leaders, Jamal Bryan, all these, you know, sleeping with the women in the church and all that. Oh, my God. Sleeping with the men and little boys now. Oh, you know, that's all you hear. One time it used to be the Catholic Church. That's what you heard, the Catholic Church. Men, you know, waiting until they got old and, you know, still were dealing with stuff. And they start telling on those priests and stuff. They had messed with them when they were little boys. They called altar boys, or, you know, in the Catholic Church. And they started telling that the priests, you know, didn't want no women. So, you know, they don't get married. So, you know, they act like they don't want no, you know, want to get involved in, you know, sex or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you go out here and mess with these little boys. These innocent little boys, and mess their heads up and their mind up, you know, violate them. You're not to touch no one. We're not to touch anyone without their permission. Fornicating and adultery, men with men and women with women and all this stuff that the Bible calls abomination is what we're seeing today. And this, oh, everything's going down. Everything going down. Everything going down. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Violence filling the land. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Love of men are waxing cold. Nobody loving like they used to. You know? Families not like they used to be. Everybody separating. You know? My foe and no more. Oh, my God. And then some of the churches, you know, act like if you ain't in the Church of God in Christ, if you ain't in the, you know, the Baptist Assembly or whatever the calling, all that, you know. Oh, my God. Like there's going to be a separate heaven just for y'all. They're going to be looking for their logo in heaven. Oh, my God. Come on, y'all. We better get this together here. God's coming back. Jesus coming back for a ready church, y'all. Without spot and wrinkles. All this stuff that we got. All this stuff. People talking about they've been hurt in the church. So now, you know, a lot of people, because they say they were hurt in the church, the devil sent them in to destroy the church. To try to destroy the church. That's what you got today. A bunch of unsaved people, satisfied sinners running the church. All in the name of Jesus, but they're working for Satan. Right is wrong and wrong is right. And they think it's okay. They actually think it's okay. because of who they're working for, their master. Only two kingdoms, kingdom of heaven, kingdom of hell. You're either going to one or the other. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like I said, people talking about they've been hurt. They hurt. Go from one church to the other church. Looking for a perfect church. Ain't no perfect church. You ain't perfect. None of us are perfect. The only thing that's perfect is God's word. And if we stay in there and follow that, that's what's perfect. He'll make you as perfect as you can be through his word. Try to live as close as you can to his word. Abide in his word and let his word abide in you. Search the scriptures and see whether you be in the faith or not. It'll tell you everything you need to know. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So that you can get right. If it's ugly, you can get it right. You know? He came because he loved you. God loves you. He loves the sinner. He come for the sinners. We all were sinners. Until we get born again. Invite Christ in your life, in your heart. And let him lead you and guide you. And he will. Oh my God. Oh my God. God loves you. I don't care what you've done. And we're not here to condemn you. We're here to help you to see what road you're on. So you can get off the wrong road and get on the right road. The Bible said there's a many and a plenty on that wide road. You know, there's many people on that wide road. You think because a lot of people on it, that makes it right. Oh, God got to be in that. The mega this and the mega that. No, there's a lot of mega mess. Because see, when you go in a mega church, you go in there and come right out the same way you came. You don't have to answer to nobody. You don't have to confess nothing. Just satisfy sinners. Even I was in a mall one day, and I forgot the girl's name, Madonna. I'm a sinner, and I like it that way. You know, I pray to somebody minister to that young lady. I'm a sinner, and I like it that way. It's just like the satisfied sinners. Same thing. But you're portraying to be saved. A lot of these people don't want to go to church, and they talk about the church because they say they're hypocrites in the church. Hypocrites in the grocery store, but you go in there and get you some food. You just don't be a hypocrite. Hypocrites everywhere, in your workplace, hypocrites. Do you stop working? Do you quit and say, I ain't going to work no more because there's a hypocrite in there? No, you keep going. Same thing in the church. Hypocrites everywhere. If you looking for a place, a perfect place, it ain't here. It's not here. We're trying to make it a heaven where there'll be a new heaven and a new earth, new Jerusalem, no more dying, crying, and lying. None of those. So all be over. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We need to get our house in order. Stop the foolishness. God loves you. God loves you. I heard a young lady, the man was doing a... they do street ministry, and the man was talking to, he was doing one of those gay pride things, and he was talking to he was trying to minister to one of the young person that said that, well, I don't want all that young, but anyway, she was like, you know, I asked God to take this gay away from me, and he ain't take it, so, you know, he must want me to have it, and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Oh, my God. Oh, no. God loves you, whether you're gay or not. He loves you. He died for you. He wants you to come to him just like you are and take it one day at a time. He will cleanse you from the inside out. He loves you. He loves the sinner. He loves the sinner, but he hates the sin that drives you, the sin that makes you to do things that you ought not to do. You know, the things that are out of God's will, out of his word. Come on. Come on. Give your life to Christ. Devil talking to you. Young people going through at school, being bullied. You know, people say a lot of things, and the Bible said that life and death is in the power of your tongue. And these young people tell other person that they don't bully, kill yourself. That's power in your tongue. And that, that spirit is playing over and over and over in that young person's mind that you keep tongue. You don't think about you got a sister, you got a brother. Would you want somebody to do that to them? Or even to yourself. Put yourself in that person place. And a lot of time you look back and you see some of these adults that you didn't know it was their child. You know, you went to school with them. And you know what? And you look back and you say, well, their mama or their daddy were the same way. They were bullying just like they children. Now your children growing up bullying. You know, you bullied people and now your children bullying people. Oh my God, we need to cut this out. Only way you're going to get rid of this stuff, the only thing going to make you free is Jesus. Jesus will set you free and make you free and keep you free. You can't do right with a do wrong mind. Start with your mind. Lord, give me a do right mind. God, I know I ain't doing right. Lord, please give me a do right mind. Lord, save me. Change me. You know? From the inside out. It starts on the inside. Sometimes, people change and you say, well, they changing their clothes, they dressing better and they this and that, but the inside still messed up. He works on the inside out. You know? Inside out. That's how we got to serve out Jesus from the inside out. Not just, do like the Pharisees and Sadducees, just put on all this garb. Y'all got on Dagon hat. Do you know what you got on when you wear that fish hat? You need to look this stuff up. The robe and the mitre and the ring on your finger and the Dagon ring. And y'all don't even know. A lot of times people don't ask no questions. They just get with the flow. Just jump in it. Don't know where it came from, what the meaning is. Don't look up nothing. Just jump because everybody else is jumping in. And you should know something wrong with it anyway when it's a crowd. Ain't nothing good in no crowd. You know, even when you was at school and somebody getting in a fight or something going on down the hallway, the crowd and everybody running to the crowd instead of running away from the crowd. You know, do you know how many people done got shot for running in a crowd? Bullets don't have no name. Innocent people, lose their lives from being nosy. In the wrong place at the wrong time, And sometimes not even being at the wrong place at the wrong time, But the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. And he don't care who you are. He don't love you. He don't care who you are. He don't care how much money you got. He don't care what kind of house you live in, how many houses you have. The devil's the devil. And he wants your soul. He wants to destroy you. He wants to kill you. He don't love you. And he don't love nothing about you or your house. He wants you and your house. You know, like Jesus wants us and our house. You want your house saved. You want to be an example to your children. Take an examination of your life. Take an examination of your house. What are you doing in your house? You think things are hidden in your house because you behind closed doors. Oh, my God. But stuff is coming out of the house now. Oh, yes. Things that you thought was hid. Little secret places you go in and late at night and early in the morning and think nobody sees. And oh, my God, God sees everything. I don't care how dark it get. He can see you in the dark because he's the light. You know? So no matter how dark it get, he can see you. He can find you. Oh, yes. I'm going to hide from God. No. Oh, that's what that's what Adam and Eve said. He said, where art thou? Now, see, I think they went against God, and then they realized they were naked, and then they tried to hide. Because they was ashamed. But people ain't hiding, they ain't ashamed, nothing now. But look, they hid because they was ashamed. And then God asked himself, where art thou? And he said, we were covering. They were trying to cover up. Not knowing that God see you over there in the bushes wherever you at, he see you behind the door, in the car, wherever you at, doing your little sin with whoever, running with somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife, he see you. Oh, yeah. He asked him, he said, where are thou? Now, he asked him, where was thou? Not because he didn't know where they was at, because he placed them in the garden. He know where you at. I don't care where you go. But the thing is, he was asking them spiritually, where art thou? Because they had disobeyed God. So you don't separate. You getting separated from him now. Because you went against me. You got in the spirit of rebellion. And rebellion is that's a form of witchcraft. You know? Rebellion. Going against God. Going against his word. Don't want to obey his word. Don't want to listen to him. But you'll listen to the weather reporter. And believe him, but you won't believe God's word. You won't believe man or woman of God. Try to tell you the right way. And try to tell you what the word of God says. Oh, yes. And tell you that Jesus is coming. And say it won't be water but fire next time. Hey, they ain't want to hear no either. Man preached 120 years. He didn't change the message. The message don't change because you wanted to change. You know, like Colin Pierce said, he didn't want to preach about hell no more. So he just volunteered himself to just stop preaching about hell and say it don't exist. But no. Oh, no. We can't do that. You see what the consequences are, right? When we think that we're God and we think that we can control and we can change things. Oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, no, we can't do that. Mm-mm, we're not God. We're not God. Man may be smart. Can do a lot of things, build skyscrapers and, you know, and make robots and, you know, and build computers and houses, you know, and, you know, oh my goodness. But you're not God. Still not God. Make train planes and, you know, all that. You're still not God. Oh no. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. You say, well, I'm a scientist. Oh, well, he made you. Oh, my God. He said he made everything. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My God, my God. I tell you, I get disturbed when I see all the stuff that's taking place. All this stuff is so disturbing. You look up there and I say, oh, my God, people talking to the dead, happy birthday. Oh, my God, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You better go in the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy and read about it. Stop playing. This is your soul. Stop playing. You didn't do this before. Y'all thought that the Chinese folks was crazy. Tell me, they're putting fruit around a Buddha that don't move and don't talk. Well, you're doing the same thing. You talking to the dead and they ain't talking. They ain't getting up out of that grave. You doing the same exact thing that you talked about other folks doing. Oh, my God. Wake up. Wake up. The devil is blindsiding you. He's fooling you. Stop worshiping the dead. Stop telling the dead happy birthday. All you got to do is say, yeah, well, this would have been mother's birthday today. That's enough right there. But you to go out and get flowers and go down to the grave and take food down there and she can't eat and he can't eat or whoever. You know what I'm saying? Flowers. You don't see them flowers. Don't them balloon. Stop it. Stop it. You're going against God's word. You're opening doors. Have gotten you off. You're blind. You're being blindsided. And the more you feed into the stuff, the blinder you get, the dimmer your eyes get that you can't see. And then you walking around with blinders on now and don't see and don't know that you're blind. The Bible says you got eyes and cannot see and ears and cannot hear and don't even know it. Ain't that something? Oh my God. Wake up. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church. Let's go home. Get right. Don't know when you're going home, but just be ready. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because we know he got a... He, look, when I was talking about the soul train, you know, just think about it. When you talk about the soul train, you know, there's a time. God's got a time. set for everybody. Time, date, hour. Ain't gonna make no mistake. Ain't gonna get you mixed up. Ain't nobody gonna be saying, hey, you in my seat. Oh no, you know. Let me go first. No, none of that. None of that. Mm-mm. When the Lord God call your name, you gonna move. You gonna move. And he ain't gonna get you mixed up. Oh yeah. Even if somebody go with you that same day, he ain't gonna get you mixed up. He knows your name. He knows the hairs on your head. He put them there. Got a lot of strings on your head. Oh, yes. And the ones who don't have it no more, you had it. He knows exactly where those follicles is in your head. Come on now. Oh, my God. Come on. Let's get right. Come on. Get right, church. Let's go home. I would have went a little further. I had some more, but Lord said cut it, and I'm gonna cut. When he cut it, I cut. Not going on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us. Continue to lead us and guide us, God. Continue to show us your will, your way, and your purpose and plan for our life, God. Minister to us on today. Minister to that husband, that wife. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that sister, that brother, that cousin, that auntie, that uncle, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that son, that daughter, in the name of Jesus, minister to them, God. Oh, God, those that have gotten off on the wrong track, oh, God, and oh, God, get them back on the right track, God. And those, oh, God, that never given their heart to you, oh, God, I pray that you deal with them and they will give their heart to you before time is too late. We here at the Ready Church. We love you. And we say, God bless you. The Ready Church, be blessed. We love you.
You're coming soon.